Quite aware. We'll be right back. This is WSJK Rantoul Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. Woo-hoo! 8 o'clock.
This is a Fox News alert. The Olympics will be postponed. I'm Dave Anthony. Giving in to growing pressure, Japan's prime minister and the head of the International Olympic Committee decided to reschedule the Summer Games to a date no later than next summer, 2021, saying it's to safeguard the athletes' health and everybody involved. Several countries, including Canada, said they will not be participating in these games in 2020. As more and more people get infected around the world, it's up to 392,000, 46,000 of those in the U.S. President Trump tweeted about helping states like hardest-hit New York the morning after he said we need to end all the shutdowns soon. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The president tweeting the world market for face masks and ventilators is crazy. We are helping the states to get equipment, but it is not easy. The president yesterday emphasized the need for the country's economy, which has come to a virtual standstill, to get back to normal.
At the end of the 15-day period, we'll make a decision as to which way we want to go, where we want to go, the timing. And essentially, we're referring to the timing of the opening.
Senior U.S. health officials, including the U.S. Surgeon General and Dr. Anthony Fauci of the NIH, have said the worst of the pandemic has yet to be felt in the U.S. Dave?
John, the president also just tweeted that Congress must approve that deal to help the economy without all the nonsense today. The longer it takes, the harder it will be to restart things. And the Senate continues to work on the $2 trillion plan. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he expects a deal this morning after late-night talks with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Republican Senator Martha McSally just told Fox Business they must
do the right thing for America, and let's do another vote and let's get this finished, because the relief package, the cash for families and support to small businesses has to come soon.
On Wall Street, a bounce back maybe coming. Dow futures up more than 900 ahead of the opening bell. America's listening to Fox News.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem?
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. They apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. I literally got $1 million in coverage for just $36 a month. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy. healthiq.com/easy.
Again, our top Fox story, the Olympics put on hold, just like the rest of the sports world in this coronavirus outbreak. The Summer Games will be pushed back up to a year, no later than next summer, 2021. Now, in about 3 hours, we'll hear more from the president, maybe further detailing how he could might be able to relax social distancing while the outbreak keeps growing. He'll be on the Fox News channel.
At noon Eastern, Fox News will hold a coronavirus town hall to answer America's questions about the virus and how America is attacking it. Given restrictions on gatherings, it won't be your typical town hall. Leading up to the event, viewers will get to submit questions on Fox's social media outlets.
I want Americans to know that we will get through this challenge.
The president will then join the discussion around 12:30 to answer some of those questions. Members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force are expected to participate. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
There is an issue in Afghanistan that's affecting that peace deal the U.S. signed with the Taliban, which could lead to our troops coming home.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the Trump administration's cutting $1 billion in aid to Afghanistan after the country's rival leaders failed on a deal to make a new government. Pompeo made the announcement after he went on an urgent visit to Kabul to meet with the two men who've both declared themselves president of Afghanistan. Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah are both saying they're in charge after disputed elections last year. Pompeo had hoped to break the deadlock but couldn't. He put out a statement afterwards saying the two men are threatening the current potential peace deal. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
All right, back to Wall Street. Dow futures are indicating a huge gain, maybe close to 1,000 points at the opening bell, but in the last 6 weeks with all that recent selling, the Dow has lost about 11,000 points. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign County Association of Realtors says home sales dropped slightly in the Champaign County area by 4.29%, while the median home sale price reported gains in February just before the coronavirus pandemic tightened its grip on the housing market. The February median home sale price for the Champaign County area stood at $114,250, up from 4.15% from $138,000 in February of 2019. The NFIB Research Center's latest survey on the current impact of the COVID-19 outbreak on small business offers a stark contrast from the survey released just 10 days ago. Right now, 76% of small businesses are negatively affected by the outbreak of the novel coronavirus, a dramatic escalation from just under one quarter of small businesses reporting the same earlier this month. About 5% are positively affected. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
Some clouds, Stevie. Today's high 50. 32 our low tonight. Up to 60 tomorrow. We're supposed to see the sunshine. 46 our low in the evening. There's a 50% shot at showers late on Thursday, starting out partly cloudy. High 60, low 45. Up to 61 on Friday with thunderstorms. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, windy into the weekend. As 65. Let's see, our temperature currently at 36 on ESPN 93.5.
Let's get JP Maroney on the line. We'll get that at 8:07. If you would like to contact us today, you can do so at 359-2255. In talking to Ralph and Joe, Flying Tomato Brothers, featuring a local restaurant every day. We got El Toro coming up, Farron's coming up. We got Willow Pond Golf Club. They've got wings. I'm going to treat you if you want a bunch of wings. They got good food up there at Willow Pond. So we'll have $50 gift cards to Scotty's Brew House, Rosati's Pizza, Manzella's. There's a lot coming up. And the whole point is to say, hey, I mean, we got a text in said my pregnant wife is out of work and, you know, so we want to help. A little different thing going on here. It's not just a, hey, call to win. This is call to connect with folks that would really, again, we know what we're doing isn't changing the world. I just hope I can change maybe the moment for you or even make a day for you just to feel a little bit better about life and a little less anxious or just appreciate some food that you don't have to pay for. So that's the point. Again, we thank Jeff Facer, who kind of started the whole thing. And then we thank also Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Tony Johnston stepped up with a big donation yesterday because he loved what we were doing, helping local restaurants, trying to connect with people in special need, especially so. And again, you don't have to be, like, distraught. I just talk about saying, you know what, we got the kids at home, we're tired, we, you know, it'd be nice to have a $50 meal I don't have to pay for. That's cool. Just give me a sentence or so at 359-2255. And Garcia's Pizza in a Pan. And I love a lot of different pizza. I love Rosati's. But I do like the Garcia's Heavyweight, and we get that from time to time as well. I love Jet's Pizza. That Buffalo is good as well. So connect with us, 359-2255. 359-2255. Tell us a little about, you know, what you're going through, or, you know, just would appreciate something. We want to reach out and try and, again, help if we can. And we understand it's again, not a life changer, but hopefully a day changer maybe for you. Okay, 359-2255 for that. JP Maroney, are you there?
I'm here, sir.
Little echoey. Can you pick up possibly? It's probably too.
No, I'm here. The mic was just set wrong.
Okay, you're good there, JP Maroney. Let's see. Okay, futures are ahead 930 points. This is going to be choppy waters for a while. Founder and CEO of Harbor City Capital What do you think, JP? What are your thoughts on the market and how we're going to get out of this?
Well, I mean, right now, because the market's responding, waiting for Congress to make a decision, I think we need some folks to get out of their own way and put their agendas aside and get some decisions made for the American business person and for the American public.
If that happens, I mean, we're still fighting the coronavirus. We're still kind of shut in. But presuming we get back in, say, 3 weeks to half normal kind of things, do you expect, I've heard a lot of people say, boy, the market's going to explode right back. Isn't it kind of go up and then go down and go up again for a while?
I think we're still looking at a roller coaster, and likely, or possibly, very possibly, this could be a trigger event that creates that longer-term slowdown that people have been thinking about and talking about and expecting for the last 3 years. So, unfortunately, we don't know because we're playing by a new set of rules right now. I don't think anybody can predict where the bottom is on this thing. You know, there's a quote that says, never try to catch a falling knife. I don't think anybody knows where the bottom on this is, and there's going to be a lot of investors with bloody fingers trying to figure that out. But we are definitely in a crazy cycle here. No one, you know, we knew we were in an election year. We knew that would cause some market volatility. Then we had the plummeting oil prices. Now with this coronavirus and the extended and increasing shut-in demands being placed on people and businesses now suffering across the board, I think it's going to be a very interesting ride for the next few weeks.
Well, again, the economy was humming along, and isn't it amazing, JP, how things change in our life quickly?
Yeah, you know, movie Pirates of Silicon Valley, there was a great quote that said, success is a menace. It fools smart people into thinking they can't lose.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of really smart people have been fooled by this economy because we were roaring along like a freight train with no stopping point, right? And now this has definitely caught. I even heard, you know, some very smart fund managers and people that have made a lot of money over the years saying they didn't have time to react to this. Right now, investors and business owners have got to keep a cool head. We're telling business owners, entrepreneurs that are in our portfolio companies, as well as other business owners that we're speaking to and talking to out there, now is an interesting time because obviously what worked in the past is not going to work in this environment. You're going to have to get creative, look for ways to better serve your audience, look for new ways to potentially pivot and provide services and products to your audiences. And if you can't do that, at minimum, look at where your audience sits today. What are their problems, their frustrations, their challenges right now, and their known ongoing situations? And how can you provide even education and advice and information that will help them navigate through this and be better than they are today? Because coming out of this, people are going to come out of their homes, out of their caves with their credit cards and their checkbooks in their hand with a lot of pent-up demand. I do believe that. Whether or not the market is going to react accordingly and whether or not we're going to see a longer-term slowdown or this will all rebound quickly, we don't know. But we do know that there is going to be demand coming back over the next few weeks at some point. We just don't know where that is because right now we're still finding our way.
Well, I shall make a prediction and guarantee that you buy an oil fund, you'll double your money. I just can't tell you when, JP, because it might be 8 years. I don't know, but I promise you, USO will go back to 10 someday. I mean, oil is so, and I understand there's a surplus. We're going to use it again. Something will happen. It'll go back up because it always goes up.
Listen, the American people, business people, the public, investors are resilient. Right. There was a great book that Robert Shuler put out years ago, and he said, tough times never last, but tough people do.
Yep.
And the American people are tough people. We know how to come through things. We're going to come out better. Right now, it's maintaining our composure, maintaining control of our emotions, and trying to make the right decisions. Now, from an investor's perspective, that also means figuring out what kind of moves you can make, because there are people who cannot survive a complete long-term slowdown. You know, people that are near retirement may not have a runway to recover. from something like an 08-09 situation.
No, so I totally
right now,
totally right.
Investors have got to make some tough decisions.
Tough. J.P. Moroney, how do people reach out and find you?
Hey, you can find us at harborcity.com. Harborcity.com.
Hey, listen, keep up the steady hand. We need you. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Anytime. Thanks, sir.
You bet. J.P. Moroney's his name. All right, ESPN 93.5. Are we on Facebook Live?
Yes, we are. ESPN. See you.
Diane is head of production.
Uh-huh.
And I got...
March 24th.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
I was just looking. I've got the zip thing, the text line on my phone now.
Uh-huh.
Caitlin figured that out for me, but I don't see anything. Okay, I do. Okay. If you would like, our restaurant of the day is Garcia's Pizza and Pan. If you would like $50 in food, which would buy a lot of food, you just text in 359-2255. Looking for folks that are, you know, a little disheveled by all this, which is totally understandable because most of us are.
Andrew texted in, I'd like some flying tomato pizza. My wife is out of work right now and is pregnant.
Yep.
And that's the kind of thing we're looking for. If you know somebody.
Yeah, a little wiggy this morning and just looking for a little bit of a lift, a little hope.
Mm-hmm.
You just text us 359-2255. Five of the $50 certificates will be given you. And then you just drive on through. And they're out there on North Mattis, Garcia's. Okay, it's 8:16. We are running. It's Cardinal Classics. Tonight's game at 6:15.
That's right.
Bet $1 million that the Cardinals win.
Hey, how about that?
It's a classic from August 26, 2011 through Game 7 of the World Series. And also, live stream steviej.com. You can also listen. Cardinals said, sure, go ahead and stream this. Can't stream regular games, but we can stream the replays.
Sounds good.
So, if you want to relive an unbelievable time in Cardinals history, listen to the next, 20 days broadcasts. We'll take you all the way to the David Freese Game 6 and David Freese Game 7 and unbelievable World Series victory. Remember when I said hot beats good?
Yes.
Yeah. It's just that will happen because Cardinals were 10 and a half games out in August and went on a tear. And it was really, really unbelievable. It was the first season we had the Cardinals here on ESPN 93.5. So obviously it was an amazing run for us.
So again, you can hit up steviejay.com.
Yep. Going to check the markets. It looks really good here at the open. Dow futures ahead 930. We've had two financial people on today that said, okay, great, but it's going to be a little choppy. So whatever, good day tomorrow's, and you know, it's just going to be up and down because we're going to get economic numbers that are going to show all these people out of work and unemployment and all that stuff. It's okay. We're going to bounce back. This too shall pass, as I've said.
And as far as the sports world, the Olympics have been postponed.
Olympics have been postponed. We broke that last hour about 7:40.
Mm-hmm. NFL Physician Society discontinuing their physicals due to the coronavirus.
I wouldn't want to give anybody a physical.
Right.
Sorry. Anyway, Yeah. So Olympics 2021. So a year.
Right.
So still.
And in Tokyo at this point.
In Tokyo, same. Mm-hmm. We're already 8:18. Well, you've done very well in this job interview. I want to know what powers you through the day.
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate battery. I once had a fire in my house and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9-volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them in Champaign on Madison.
Wow, you seem charged up for this job.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Mabel. And Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal. No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger. No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring surface is your first stop. This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
Twitter is warning that its business will be impacted by the coronavirus. The reason, even though it's seeing more users, advertising spending is down. Twitter says it'll lose money in the first quarter and sales will decline slightly compared with a year ago. It's a sign they might not be able to translate more users into more money. Americans are eating a lot of pizza while social distancing to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Now Papa John's says it will hire 20,000 employees. In some cases, applicants are going to work the same day they're interviewed. Pizza Hut and Domino's are also hiring tens of thousands of workers. And people are buying more food online. Online grocery delivery service Instacart is hiring 300,000 full-service shoppers over the next 3 months. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
Why should young people care about the spread of coronavirus? Well, we know that people with underlying medical conditions over the age of 60 are at highest risk, but they've got to get it from somebody.
So we're asking everyone to be selfless for others so that we can protect those who are most susceptible.
Not going to bars, not going to restaurants, it all just means physical separation so that you have a space between you and others.
For more information on how you can social distance, please go to coronavirus.gov.
Yeah, we're seeing some texts in for our Garcia's Pizza in a Pan, a single mother.
Yeah, with two kids struggling even before this recent situation.
Yeah.
She finally got hired full-time somewhere and was so excited, but now she's laid off.
Yeah,
so,
well,
love to give her a Garcia certificate to brighten her day.
All right.
And Philip and Villagrova texted about loving and appreciate one of those certificates with my 14-year-old full-time is no joke trying to feed him.
Well, that's also because generally speaking, we don't have everybody at home at the same time very often.
Right.
And unless they're obviously a lot younger, but generally speaking, our society has become come and go, meetings, sporting events, practices, gatherings, cliques, all these things we do that have been screeching to a halt. The president said quite adamantly yesterday, we're not going to sacrifice our economy and allow tens of millions of people and fall into a deep depression for a decade. He's not going that far. He said it'll be sooner than later for sure. When that is, I don't know. But keep in mind, you can't necessarily give everything of the country's operation to economics professors, and you can't give it to doctors. You know, the doctor's point of view from a scientist, we got to keep this. You guys got to say, you got to hang on for a while. We can't do that because, as the president pointed out, and I totally agree, losing our economy would be devastation and dangerous, and people will die from that because of the desperation, the despair, the incredible
kind of panic and fear.
It just isn't, you've got to be able to figure out, as he said, do two things at once. Be very careful, social distancing, wash your hands, all of that. And tell our 60 plus or 70 plus people, you got to understand this is attacking and killing a lot of people older. Pre-existing also, if you have a pre-existing condition, it yields you vulnerable, you've just got to hang low. You got to be careful. And it doesn't mean you walk by somebody, you get it. But if you can just train those wonderful hands of yours to not go near your face And I've tried for years to do that. I rubbed my eyes the other night. Probably not a good idea. Mm-hmm. I love rubbing my eyes.
A survey says 23 times an hour is your average for an adult.
I am not doing that. I'm positive I'm under the average, but I know I touch my face. Even if you put your palm on your cheek on your desk, that's touching your face. So you got to keep those puppies. That's why the Stevie J elbow lock could be the pet rock of the 2020s.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you have to push your seat way back when you drive. I understand that you can't eat. I understand that you can't answer your cell phone.
Kind of Ace Bandage style where your elbows are just locked in that position.
Yeah, it would be
straight
much,
out.
Much firmer because an elbow ace thing you could probably bend if you really got hungry.
Okay.
So you're going to need help, obviously. And maybe food like grapes. Put a grapevine in your kitchen. You can do the grapes without touching anything.
There you go.
Okay. I don't know. Can't turn that off. I just come up with ideas. But I'm telling you, if you didn't touch your face, you're going to be way healthier in your life. And understanding the devastation that is the flu, now we got another one on top of it. This is making the season horrific. 30 to 50,000 will die from the flu this year. And we're at total deaths worldwide, 17,000 in America. It's like, what, 700 now? And really, really rapidly growing, particularly in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So we are trying to accommodate, and the beds needed now, they're being overrun in a place like New York because so many are getting sick. It is a very tight society with a lot of people walking around. And hopefully, here's hoping that people will understand that you might not die from it, but somebody else might. That's the whole point, is you don't give it to somebody vulnerable, so you're not going to get a hug grandma for a while. You just shouldn't at this point, and be very cognizant of all of that.
It looks like New York is using Manhattan's Javits Center as one of its top locations, and the Army Corps of Engineers is in there adapting things to make sure that they can handle identifying 3,254 cases in one day of testing. So this is the latest article that came down the pipe inside the last hour.
Okay, the malaria drug and the Z-Pak being tested in New York today, being tried on some of the very sick, that will certainly go for it versus just die. You might as well try it. And these are drugs that are, you know, available.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they're shorthanded now, they can rapidly get that going if that shows some hope. Okay, break for the news. Be right back. Going to call my friend John Marshall of PDR Automotive.
Okay.
They're operational.
Mm-hmm.
They are deemed essential. State of Illinois is in the essential onlys till April 7. I would not be surprised if the federal government would be back by then as well. 827.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey Cardinals fans, the season is just underway, and if you're looking for a free magnet schedule to put on your fridge or in your office, look no further than Minuteman Press.
Relay to the plate, too late, it's a Redbird winner!
Stop by at 905 South Neal Street in Champaign and just ask for a Cardinals schedule magnet. And for all your design, print, and marketing needs, stop by Minuteman Press or visit them online at cuprinting.com. They'll knock it out of the park every single time.
At Honda BMW of Champaign, they've got the widest variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs for you to choose from. Each of their pre-owned vehicles have undergone a rigorous and thorough inspection to ensure the highest quality for you. How could you go wrong at Honda BMW of Champaign? Visit them at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy, online at drivechampaign.com, or call 356-0303, drivechampaign.com.
This Mettler tip is brought to you by Matthew Gordon, Doctor of Physical Therapy with Mettler Center.
Pain on the inside or medial portion of your thigh that was the result of an abrupt movement either in the home or while playing sports can be a strain to your groin muscles. If you're dealing with pain here, try stretching out the muscles of the inner thigh. Also, you want to strengthen these muscles up so that they're better able to handle the demands of your daily life.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit MettlerCenter.com today.
Welcome back to How Well Do You Know Your Meat? Now back to the trivia. The freshest meat comes from your local grocery store. True or false?
True.
No, contestant number two.
It's false. The freshest meat in town comes from the U of I Meat Sales Room off of Florida Avenue in Urbana.
Yes, that's correct. You're a winner.
For the freshest cuts of meat in town, visit the U of I Meat Sales Room. Open Tuesday and Thursday from 1 to 5:30 and Friday from 8 until 1. Just off Florida on South Maryland in Urbana.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
Patience has its place. If you turn on the water first, let it warm up before jumping in the shower, that's smart.
Ah, it's cold!
Waiting until your house is sold to get your moving estimate, that's not a wise decision. Lead time for summer moves can be up to 8 weeks. Planning on moving this summer? Contact 2 Minute a Truck right now, even if you haven't sold your home. Professional estimators with professional moving solutions. 2menchampagne.com. That's a smart move.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. The Summer Olympics being delayed now for about a year due to the coronavirus pandemic and athletes not being able to train. That announcement from the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. There's progress reported on a coronavirus stimulus bill in the Senate, with both sides now saying there are just a few minor sticking points left before a vote, maybe this evening, after earlier disagreements on larger issues.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the GOP package includes corporate bailouts with no strings attached.
Maybe the majority leader thinks it's unfair to ask protections for workers and labor to companies that are getting hundreds of billions of dollars.
Republicans blasted Democrats for including environmental initiatives, including tax credits for solar and wind power.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. There are now more than 46,000 cases of the virus reported in the U.S. That's a third more than just yesterday. Deaths in the United States now 593. This is a Fox News alert.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police have arrested a 24-year-old man in connection to a shots fired incident reported on Sunday. Police responded to the intersection of Paula Drive and Joanne Lane after hearing shots fired. An officer witnessed a male with a gun fleeing the scene before he was observed discarding a weapon. Evidence was recovered from the scene. 24-year-old male Miguel Lucio was arrested for the offense of reckless discharge of a firearm, unlawful use of a weapon, and unlawful possession use of a weapon by a felon. The Urbana Park District has been closely following the Centers for Disease Control guidelines on the coronavirus and has implemented several precautions with their facility staff and volunteers at the Urbana Park District to keep patrons safe. All Urbana Park District programs, events, and rentals are canceled. All indoor facilities will be closed through April 12th, at which time the situation will be reassessed. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
We're looking at clouds today, Stevie. A high 50, 32 our low tonight. Chance of precipitation at 20%. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high 60, low 46. Partly cloudy to start on Thursday, high 60, low 45. Then a 50% chance of rain late. Thunderstorms in the forecast as we wrap up the week with a high 62. We're currently at 37 on ESPN 93.5.
Here's a good guy. He's a really, really good guy. His name is John Marshall, 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana. It's PDR Automotive. How are you, buddy boy?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Thanks for keeping social distancing 3.2 miles away. Thank you, sir.
Not a problem at all.
All right, so you're essential, Beba. You're an essential part of our life. Tell me what PDR is doing.
Well, not only are we following the CDC guidelines, which we encourage everyone to do, we are practicing new sanitation procedures, which is providing our employees with PPEs. We're wiping down, obviously, the vehicles prior to servicing them, and then once again after service. That's door handles, shifters, keys, ignition switches, steering wheels, We are maintaining a employee to constantly wipe down the lobby area the customers come in. So obviously, if you can stay home, do so. But if you're in need of auto repair, we are here during normal business hours. We also are now offering a vehicle pickup and delivery for customers that may be in the high risk category or have some kind of immune deficiencies. We can literally come pick your car up and deliver it. We are also now in the process of actually implementing a new software that's contactless payment. So in other words, we can text you your invoice or email your invoice, and you have the ability to pay from that text or that email. Should have that up and rolling tomorrow.
So
we incurred. Go ahead.
I just wanted to make sure I'm hearing what you're saying, John. Maybe you're delirious. So you'll come get my mom's car. You'll send her the bill. She'll do it online, and you'll bring the car back?
That is correct.
What? John, you know we're live on the air with thousands of listeners. You do know that, right?
Yeah, I know that.
Looks like I'm going to get another job, baby. You're going to need me to go pick up cars, man. This is a random thought. Why don't we all wear, I guess it's because there's a shortage, but at some point, why don't we wear little gloves? Why don't we all just wear little gloves?
Well, we do. All our employees do wear disposable gloves. Luckily, we were always in the practice of washing hands.
And yeah.
We always focused on the safety as a standpoint from making sure your car was safe. So those procedures are still in place and still being practiced. And now we're just adding, you know, the safety point of health. So it's just a transition to add more things, which will likely continue this long into once this virus has been defeated.
You're a good man, John. You're Urbana native, right? You're a local boy.
That is correct.
Yeah, and just a good egg. He's a good man. He's a Stever. He's a good partner of mine, PDR Automotive. And again, what would you say high risk is, plus 70, 75 and over? What's the number here?
They're saying, you know, 65 and older, anybody that might have any kind of immune deficiency,
okay,
any kind of COPD.
If, sure.
You know, like my father has had, you know, chemotherapy treatments,
yep,
anything that's going to compromise,
yep,
your immune system, those people need to be extra careful.
Okay.
And those are the people we want to reach out to. If you need service, we will come pick your vehicle up to minimize your exposure.
And again, we ask that you really only do that if you really have a need, because it's not for convenience. This is for somebody that truly has a pre-existing. We know people who follow the honor system right now. But if you do want your car, something needs to be done, and they're in higher risk. John's making this offer, which is unbelievable. But that's expected from this place, trusted PDR Automotive. Okay, buddy, I'll see you soon. Hang in there, and we'll get through this.
All right, take care.
John Marshall, PDR Automotive, he's a really, really, really good guy. Okay, 837, 593 total deaths now in America. We knew this was going to climb once we started testing and all that. We were getting more information daily. We now hear that the FDA has a potential swab and test, which is way better than the test. The test apparently is not fun, and you don't want to do it. They'll only test those that have been exposed to somebody with coronavirus and somebody that is higher risk at this point, because you just don't want the invasiveness of that going through your sinuses and left at the eye or something. What Brent Reestack said, it feels like you're taking a piece out of your brain.
Yeah.
Obviously you're not, but it's not a test you say, oh boy, I can't wait. You just do it when you really need to, and that's what they're trying to do.
That's right.
The markets are up 1,334 points, which is fantabulous.
Great to see things in the green.
It is nice to see in the green. It's going to be choppy. It's going to be up and down, as everybody is saying. Got this from Lori Hansen. The courthouse, Champaign County Courthouse, closed through April 10, will reopen April 13,
yes,
unless extended by further order of the court.
And if you have any information that you need, it's available at co.champaign.il.us.
You can always text in 359-2255. Maybe you've discovered a fantastic new show. You're not watching sports unless it's replays, highlights. I've seen some amazing LeBron James reels recently because they're just stuff being replayed that we don't have a lot to pick from right now, but maybe you've discovered something, a great tip on a new show. I kind of like the British cooking show on Netflix. I just think it's just splendid. I just really, and the way they get the drizzle on the pound cake, and you've got to be able to make that. And
isn't that delightful?
It's just wonderful. We don't do that in the South. it's the great British cooking show or something. Anyway, it's quite entertaining.
Speaking of that, a lot of people are tapping into their family recipes and teaching the kids how to cook. Supposedly, you're supposed to establish a routine, and especially because eating is such a big part of our day. Get the kids cooking, get them cleaning up afterwards, you know, reunite in the kitchen, say a prayer before you eat. All of that is a good time for you to come together as a family during these quarantine issues.
Very, very, very unusual time. Okay, again, our restaurant that we're featuring today is Garcia's Pizza in a Pound. Got some fantabulous restaurants on the docket coming up every single day. And because, and again, I have not been soliciting, people have come to us with money to keep this going. The goal is support a local restaurant and then try and match up with folks that are in particular need now. Depends, because there's so many people that have a situation that could use a little boost. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. That's fantastic. We want to be able to give you that boost.
Thanks again to Tony Johnston and Steve Hilliard and, Troy Land, Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Jeff Facer, Area-Wide Technologies, all chipping in.
Yep. Steve Hilliard at HL Precision. And again, Tony Johnston both came in over the weekend. Tony yesterday. And I want to reiterate what Jeff Facer, who got this thing going, he sent me, he's a Stever partner as well.
Right, thinking about those working remotely these days.
Area-Wide Technology is helping many companies transition to a remote workplace, but you got to make sure it's safe and secure. With your current turmoil in the country, you got to make sure that you function and that the remote workforce offers tremendous peace of mind. If it's safe and secure, you can call Jeff, 359-8041, 359-8041. Thank him for the contributions he's made to help us support local restaurants. So, coming up, we're going to have gift cards from Hickory. Well, we did that yesterday. Hickory River Smokehouse, Mike Madigan. That was awesome. Manzella's coming up.
Okay. Dispassionate Cuisine is on the list.
We did that.
Okay.
We actually treated the second floor at Carl off Windsor on Friday. Chris had called, said his wife and all of the wonderful help on the second floor, a little disheveled and struggling a little bit with all the fears and the risks. So we sent over 30 box lunches from Dispassionate Cuisine last Friday.
Nice.
We have
Pizza's on the list.
We want to thank all of them. I want to tell people what's coming up.
Okay, gotcha.
Coming up will be Watson's Shack and Rail. They've got amazing chicken. Mm. Willow Pond Golf Club, they've got a wonderful menu. I can probably, for $50, I can probably get you 60 wings, which would be fabulous. Scotty's Brew House, Rosati's Pizza, Farron's, love Farron's with the burger and fries. But as Diane mentioned, we got Jet's Pizza, Hickory River Smokehouse, Manzella's, Po' Boys, Big Grove Tavern, El Toro's coming up, Papa Dell's is coming up. Baldurati's, Porchetta and Sicilian Sausage, Watson's Shack and Rail, Garcia's Pizza in a Pan, Willow Pond Golf Club, Scotty's Brew House, Rosati's Pizza. These are the ones already on, but because of the money continuing to come in, I shall be continuing this into April because we're sure going to still be with need in April.
Great to support these local restaurants.
Local restaurants with carryout that have been whacked at the knees because of this thing. And just keep in mind, the $250 we offer is not much, but maybe, I mean, just think of the servers that depend on tips. There are a lot of people in our town that make money as a server, and if you're losing 60% of your income, pretty disconcerting because the rent's still due. That didn't go away. So, trying to hang in there with you. All right, we're going to break just a moment. We'll be right back at 359-2255. You want to say, hey, we got this going on. I could sure use $50 to Garcia's Pizza in a Pan. We're giving out 5 of those. We'll contact you later if you're selected. And we appreciate every day we're going to be doing this. So if you don't get today's, maybe you'll get tomorrow's. 359-2255, ESPN 93.5. And here's another one with wonderful drive-thru and curbside.
Hickory River Smokehouse is open with drive-thru, catering, and delivery. There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Every cut of beef brisket, pork loin, turkey breast, and chicken are rubbed with a signature spice blend, infused with hickory smoke for juicy award-winning flavor, and served up right here in Central Illinois for 25 years. You can count on Hickory River. Visit the drive-thru or call your location for delivery.
Heads up, listeners, we've got a new website. Introducing the all-new StevieJ.com, your one-stop shop for podcasts, advertising info, staff bios, Stever links, community calendars, and more. If you're a regular visitor to any of our station sites, be sure to visit the new StevieJay.com. Each station has their own tab chock full of show information. So again, if you're looking for ESPNCU, Q96, US1059, or Christian FM 95.3, you can now find them all under one roof at the new StevieJay.com.
Jeff Facer at Area Wide Technologies on why he wants to help restaurants.
Since restaurants have been closed down, I thought that would be a good place to start and engage and try and help them to the extent that I could.
And why is he doing it?
All I want to do is help, and quite frankly, I want to challenge others to do the same. Do whatever, but let's come together and solve this problem.
And what does Jeff Facer think of our future?
I'm absolutely optimistic we're going to be okay, but I think we're only going to be okay if we quit buying toilet paper and if we come together as one, find out who needs help and help. Everybody can contribute, whether it's time, running groceries to somebody, or whatever. Everybody can help, and we need to do that.
Stevie J Broadcasting salutes local business leader Jeff Facer at Area Wide Technologies for all he's doing to help our community. Yeah, I had Ralph and Joe on earlier, made us think of the 70s. Because they were starting Garcia's Pizza in a Pan in the 70s. And so we got to play 70s music. They had 18 locations at one time. Garcia's Pizza in a Pan on North Madison. That's our restaurant of the day where we're trying to help. And $5 gift cards will be distributed later today to folks that have a little asterisk fighting through stuff. I tell you what, you know what's selling? Anecdotally, here's what's selling. Not groceries and all that. That's puppies.
Puppies.
People are home.
Yes, I've heard that.
Daughter Gracie, she got one yesterday.
Oh, nice.
So she's in Ohio at Dayton. Her Living Dayton program, which is a lifestyle show, has been shifted to news now.
Okay.
So she's doing an anchor news thing, which is also a great experience.
Uh-huh.
And so that's on for an hour from noon to 1 Eastern, 11 to 12 here on WDTN. You can watch Grace. But anyway, they picked up we went to a Morkey this time, just like little Lovey.
Okay, good. So, and she lives in an apartment near a dog park.
She's
or that
her,
has all of the
yeah, everything.
Air that
she's available to have it.
Yep.
There's a little AstroTurf dog park, which is kind of cool.
Uh-huh.
And Mosey went potty outside this morning.
Little Mosey?
Mosey.
I like it.
Yeah. So it's exciting, and it's a little 2-pound puppy, 2 pounds, itty-bitty, and looks just like our other Morkey. And they don't shed. We do like that. And they're very small. You can carry them in your purse.
Uh-huh.
So it's,
if you do have to pick up anything, it's just like a
itty-bitty. It's just not even that. It's really, okay. So there's that. And I love Dr. Todd's dogs, the English cream. They're big. They're lovely. They're amazingly smart and
but
intelligent.
But they do shed.
They do shed.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, oh boy, that's why I think the snickerdoodle and all these other things people like that don't shed much.
Right.
But it's amazing. We called around a little bit about Morkey's yesterday in Ohio, and it's hot business right now. Guy said, man, it's unbelievable. Everybody's buying a dog because they're home.
Mm-hmm.
But rest assured, my friends, this is going to end. This is really, really hard. I mean, this is as hard as maybe anything we've gone through. I shouldn't say that because there have been horrible things like World War II, And certainly 9/11 was horrific. It wasn't this extended. This is what is so different about this is we don't know. The enemy is out there, but it's in the air.
Right.
And it's on my hands and all these other things. So it's invisible in a sense.
And it's a common worldwide enemy.
150 nations affected. There are only 195 countries.
Wow.
And we're at 150 that it's just remarkable. Does that not prove and reiterate how global the world is, how
right.
it's just next door? Back in the day, it was probably your mom or, you know, grandparents or something were dealing with newspaper only. There was no way to communicate. You could get on the telephone, but that was kind of complicated. Alexander Graham Bell came through in the 1870s with that. Thomas Edison and the light bulb and all those things, but communication-wise, it was a newspaper. Radio came along about 1921, and then that was kind of the big deal in the fireside chats, and then we got into television in the 1950s, and now we can pick up our phone and instantly communicate with New Delhi, India.
Yeah.
We can Zoom a meeting in Tokyo this morning. It's unreal. So that has pretty much mirrored our life in our travels, and we get on an airplane and go to Singapore. I can be there in about 24 hours. It's worldwide, and we're passing things along. I think good and bad. There's awfully good things that occur with this incredible connection, but boy, they can be bad, and this is a bad one. So we've got to just hang tough, man, because we're Americans. We figured out and. There's so many good things that we're discovering people are doing because of the time. There are some bad things, but that always happens where people hoard things they shouldn't be hoarding. Mm-hmm. Attorney General William Barr came to the podium yesterday and talked about, you know, you're not going to be caught if you're holding too much toilet paper, but you will be caught if you're holding hand sanitizer in a warehouse and selling it on Amazon for a ridiculous number. That's hoarding in a crisis situation, and they're going to come down through an executive order, and you'll get in trouble, and people knock on your door, and you can be fined and jailed and all those things. So don't do that. There's ways to make money, wonderful ways, but you don't do it based on human suffering, right? I mean, that's not the right thing to do. Back in a moment to shut her down today and get ready for Jeremy Warner next.
Hi, I'm Ryan, one of the owners at CU Under Construction and CU Services. I'd like to take a moment to thank the community for all the work that you have us do on your remodel, commercial, and residential properties. We would also like to inform you of all of the services that we provide. At CU Under Construction and CU Trade Services, we truly want to make your home our top priority. If you are planning a project or just needing any mechanical services, check us out at CUUnderConstruction.com, where we are building better together.
PDR Automotive in Urbana encourages all of their customers to be aware of their vehicle's regular service needs. Performing maintenance repairs at scheduled intervals can extend the life of your car or truck. Let the terrific technicians at PDR examine your vehicle at least twice a year. PDR will design a preventative maintenance plan specific to you and your vehicle needs. Go see John Marshall. Go to PDRauto.com or call 367-9481 for more details.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Romans 15:13 states, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Hope is not a what or a when or a why. Hope is in the Lord. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
We turn your feelings into flowers. The Blossom Basket Florist.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. With each election year, it's important to remember negativity and conflicts are common. Investors should realize future success depends on sound long-term investment strategies and staying the course. If you have concerns with your portfolio, we can help create a long-term plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, 366-3456, or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or registered.
Investor Investment Advisor.
One in four batteries in America needs changed. Is that yours? There's only one way to tell. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison, and they will get you tested. No appointment needed. If your battery is over 4 years old, you're in danger. Don't be left on the side of the road on your way to work or that special event. Interstate Battery is your protector from bad power. There are three ways to get in contact with them. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison. Head to their website at interstatebatteries.com or give them a call at 217-355-4855.
Well, many of us are sustained through times of trouble by faith. This was sent to me this morning from Jesus. Okay, you ready for this? A devotional. Okay. We need this. It's very short. This is a time in your life when you must learn to let go of loved ones, of possessions, of control. In order to let go of something that is precious to you, you need to rest in my presence where you're complete. Take time to bask in the light of my love. As you relax more and more, your grasping hand gradually opens up. Release your prized possession into my care. You can feel secure even in the midst of cataclysmic changes through awareness of my continual presence, the one who never leaves you and the same one who never changes. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. As you release more and more things into my care, remember that I never let go of your hand. Herein lies your security, which no one and no circumstance can take from you. How about that?
I love it. Thanks, Stevie J.
You betcha. Hang in there, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. Stay healthy. Put on your elbow locks, my new invention that'll be worth billions. Elbow locks isn't so practical for eating and life and answering phones and stuff, but it won't help. Your hands won't
touch
your face. You will not touch your face, people.
Enjoy the day.
Thank you, Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Jeremy Warner coming up to Drive this afternoon, 4 to 6. These guys are putting together some great shows. Stand by, be entertained, and enjoy, and we need that as well. Back tomorrow. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Have a great Tuesday. Hey, it's Stevie J. Like many, I knew all about Game Day Spirits Illini gear, but I wasn't so knowledgeable about the corporate apparel they do. But they do really great work. I've had some shirts done, and some of my employees have too. They're very high quality and perfect for your business or organization. If you need something in the summer, need something in the winter, Game Day Spirit does custom screen printing and embroidery for every season or style. From blue collar to the boardroom, they have you covered with corporate apparel. Get a quote. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com and you'll be pleased. Hey, it's Stevie J. Just a heads up, we've made some changes to our Stever program. You're entering into a drawing, no longer an instant win. We were inundated to the point where we needed to open the portal for an hour. And again, that hour gives you time to get to the office, get home, not have to try it while you're driving in a hurry. If you win, you'll get an email from us telling us you've won. If you don't win, your chances to win next time increase. Keep trying. Go to GoStever.com if you've not registered. It just takes a few minutes at GoStever.com.
Hey, kids, want to hear a scary story? It was a dark and stormy night, and suddenly, from out of nowhere, a noise. It was a company's hard drive failing after being struck by an IT disaster. Kids? Where'd you go?
It might not sound scary, but over 90% of small businesses fail within 2 years after being struck by an IT disaster. Let Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign design a recovery plan for you. Give them a call at 359-8041.
A health threat anywhere is a health threat everywhere. I'm Dr. Phil. A new coronavirus outbreak called COVID-19 started in China and is spreading to many countries, including the U.S. It's critical to get the facts about how to protect our friends and loved ones. While CDC is working with states and communities to stop the spread of the virus, health workers and emergency response efforts need our support. The CDC Foundation, a nonprofit organization, is focusing on immediate and critical needs that help protect our communities here at home and those around the world. We can all play a role in stopping this deadly virus. Get updates, learn how to protect your friends and family, and find out how to help. Go to cdcfoundation.org. That's cdcfoundation.org. Together, our impact is greater.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the CDC Foundation.
What do you get from Dogtown Heating and Air? 24/7 emergency care. It breaks, they're there. air, period. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What do you get from Dogtown Heating and Air? Professional technicians to take care of your problem right the first time with satisfaction 100% guaranteed. Serving all of Central Illinois. Call Dogtown Heating and Air, 217-841-4728, or visit them online, dogtownheatingandair.com.
With Prospect Bank's online banking and bill pay, you can take care of your day-to-day banking needs from the comfort of your own home. Check account balances, transfer money, and pay your bills with our easy-to-use digital platform. Online banking can be accessed through our website, bankprospect.com, or through our mobile banking app. We're behind you with the opportunities you need to stay safe and secure. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Prospect Bank.
This is Shane from Rosati's Pizza. During these uncertain times, it's very important that we take care of each other, your family, your friends, and your loved ones. Just know that we are here to do the best we can. As you know, at this time, dining rooms are closed in Champaign County, but we still have delivery service as well as curbside pickup. We ask you to place your order and then give us a call when you get there, and we'll bring your food out to you. Please understand we're doing the best we can to assist you with your pizza needs as well as catering, and we understand that we have to work together and support the community and all small businesses. Give us a call, 328-2408, or visit us at myrosatis.com/urban.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Just a heads up, we've made some changes to our Stever program. You're entering into a drawing, no longer an instant win. We were inundated to the point where we needed to open the portal for an hour. And again, that hour gives you time to get to the office, get home, not have to try it while you're driving in a hurry. If you win, you'll get an email from us telling us you've won. If you don't win, your chances to win next time increase. Keep trying. Go to GoStever.com if you've not registered. It just takes a few minutes at GoStever.com. You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.